Alright. Folks, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that affects a lot more of us than we realize, the brain. Specifically, we're talking about the science behind ADHD and those sneaky little cognitive biases that can throw our lives for a loop. Ever feel like your brain has its own agenda? Like it's running on a different operating system than everyone else? You know, that feeling when you start a to-do list with the best intentions but somehow end up reorganizing your sock drawer instead? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, you're not alone. We're going to break down these brain quirks and decode what's actually happening inside our heads. Think of this as your ADHD cheat sheet, complete with real-world strategies to navigate the chaos and come out on top. Because let's be honest, life is messy enough without our brains adding extra twists and turns. First things first, understanding the science behind ADHD can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But bear with me, it gets easier. Essentially, ADHD isn't just about being hyper or easily distracted. It's a complex neurological difference that impacts how our brains process information, regulate attention, and control impulses. Think of it like having a high-speed internet connection but lacking the proper wiring to manage all that data efficiently. Now, let's talk about cognitive biases, those sneaky mental shortcuts our brain takes to make decisions faster. They sound helpful, right? Well, sometimes they lead us down rabbit holes, making us prone to errors in judgment and decision-making. Picture this. You're trying to decide on a movie to watch, and your brain immediately gravitates towards the familiar, the same genre you always choose. That's a cognitive bias at work. It's our brain's way of taking the easy route, even if it means missing out on something new and exciting. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's deep dive into the ADHD cognitive bias combo. 1. Understanding is key. The first step to conquering any challenge is understanding what you're dealing with. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you know about ADHD and cognitive biases, the better equipped you are to navigate them effectively. 2. Embrace your strengths. Remember, everyone has unique strengths and weaknesses. People with ADHD often possess incredible creativity, out-of-the-box thinking, and an infectious energy that can be truly inspiring. Focus on nurturing those strengths and find ways to leverage them in your life. 3. Mindfulness matters. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, allowing you to catch those cognitive biases before they steer you off course. Imagine it as a mental shield, protecting you from the sneaky tricks your brain might try to play. 4. Structure your day like a pro. A little structure goes a long way in helping manage ADHD symptoms. Create routines, set reminders, and break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like building a roadmap for your day, guiding you through the twists and turns with ease. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with others who understand what you're going through, whether it's joining a support group, talking to a therapist, or simply sharing your experiences with trusted friends and family. Remember, there's strength in vulnerability, and reaching out can make all the difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who struggles with focusing on long-term projects. She gets excited about new ideas but often finds herself getting sidetracked by shiny objects, literally. She spends hours reorganizing her desk or browsing online stores, completely forgetting about the important deadline looming over her. This sounds familiar, right? Well, Sarah is dealing with a classic case of ADHD and cognitive biases. Her brain craves novelty and instant gratification, making it tough to stick with tasks that require sustained attention. But Sarah isn't letting this hold her back. She's discovered the power of Pomodoro technique, breaking down her work into focused 25-minute intervals followed by short breaks. This helps her stay on track and make steady progress. Plus, she uses a visual planner to keep herself organized and remind her about deadlines. Sarah's story shows us that understanding our brain quirks is the first step towards harnessing them. So, let's recap. We learned that ADHD is more than just being hyper or easily distracted. It's a complex neurological difference that affects how our brains process information and regulate attention. We also explored cognitive biases, those sneaky mental shortcuts that can lead us astray. Remember, folks, you have the power to understand your brain better and make it work for you. Embrace your unique strengths, practice mindfulness, structure your day effectively, and seek support when needed. And remember, even if your brain sometimes feels like a tangled mess of wires, with a little effort and self-awareness, you can achieve amazing things. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing forward, one focused step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. And let me know what you think in the comments. I want to hear your stories, your struggles, and your triumphs. Until next time, keep those brains firing on all cylinders.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.